Now, Carolyn, Andrew and Dominic bring us up to date with this month's science news. Dominic, what have you seen for us?
Well, a paper published this month in the journal Nature presents some new results from the Voyager 1 spacecraft, which you may remember were launched way back in 1977. And this was one of a pair of spacecraft that were the first to visit the outer gas giants in the solar system, Uranus and Neptune. And they were only the second spacecraft to visit Jupiter and Saturn. So in their time, these were really truly fascinating missions that were taking images of objects that we knew very little about at the time. And perhaps it's surprising that we should hear of Voyager still doing new science now in 2011. Voyager 1's primary science mission did end in 1980 after it visited Saturn. It was only Voyager 2 that went on to Uranus and Neptune. But these spacecraft have continued flying out through the solar system, and we're still in radio contact with them, and they have escape velocity from the Sun, so they will eventually leave the solar system and enter the interstellar medium. Now, they can monitor their progress as they move outwards through the solar system using ion detectors which can measure the solar wind particles that they're travelling through, and the expectation is that what they will find is that the Sun has blown out a bubble using its solar wind, and so we're surrounded by this spherical bubble of solar wind material. And when you reach the edge of that, you will have what's called a termination shock, where that wind is hitting the interstellar medium. And then there'll be a region called the heliosheesh, where this material has built up against the interstellar medium. And then beyond that, you will move actually into the interstellar medium itself. Now, Voyager 1 had 25 rather boring years, it has to be said, after 1980, of just travelling through this solar wind bubble. But in 2004, it saw a sudden change in the speed of the solar wind around it, which was interpreted as it passing through this termination shock. And the expectation was that it would then take quite a lot more years for it to actually pass into the interstellar medium. But what's rather surprising, and what's been presented this month, is that it's now seen the speed of the solar wind around it slow down to absolutely zero. So this material is now at a standstill. And that is interpreted as showing the beginning of a transition, perhaps towards the heliopause, when it will move into the interstellar medium, perhaps as early as 2012, we think. Now, it has to be said this has not been predicted by any models. The models were all saying it would take a lot longer for this to be seen. And so I think we're just going to have to wait and see what Voyager's detectors send back in the next few months. And perhaps it is rather exciting that 34 years after this spacecraft was launched, it's still sending back incredibly surprising results.
But what are these particles interacting with in order to slow down to zero velocity?
The idea is that the galaxy has this gas called the interstellar medium, which is flowing around the galaxy, and the solar wind is blowing out this bubble, which at some point collides with this interstellar gas. And it's that shock front which we're now probing.